Welcome in to the Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock with the gunsmith himself, Jonathan Smith.
I feel like ultimate classic something, but
you are an ultimate classic. Yeah. You might have named this station after you.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Classic, all right.
Yeah. Big John. Classic rock. There you go.
We're going to talk new calipers. Calibers. Yeah. They use calipers to probably measure their calipers.
They do. Yeah. That and micrometers and all kinds of cool stuff, but mostly calipers. You're
very
right.
Precise.
You're right on the button.
Mel Smith Gun Show coming up. The Mel Smith Lapeer Gun and Knife Show at the Lapeer Center Building. That's coming up next weekend.
Yeah, 11th and 12th. Next Friday and Saturday, I'll be there. So step out and see us. I got to hustle and get there from the radio station on Saturday morning, but we'll be there. Looking forward to it. Friday from 3 till 6:30 p.m. and Saturday from 9 to 4.
Yep.
And it's only $6 admission. And kids under 14 are free when they're accompanied by an adult. So come on out and see us at the Mel Smith Lapeer Gun and Knife Show at the Lapeer Center Building next weekend. Mark your calendars. Ask for forgiveness now. That's how I do it.
Yeah.
And then I get your PO all in order so that you get your purchase order ready to go. And
there's all kinds of cool stuff too. It's not just firearms, there's knives, but he also has like memorabilia, collectibles from the wars and stuff.
Lots of cool stuff. Then there's antiques, there's the newest stuff on the market. You'll see just about everything there. So it's a nice show, and I really enjoy it. And
you're gonna have a piece of gunsmith swag or two out there?
Not a whole lot. I'm not geared up for it this year. I'm more geared up in thinning out some of the stuff I don't use anymore.
Gotcha.
You know, so I got a couple tables and I'm going to have some of my stuff out there and
nice.
Just trying to, you know, sometimes I just accumulate so much, you know, I'm an accumulator and you can look at my desk and see that occasionally.
I am too.
I've only had a desk there for what, 9 or 10 years, but there's a lot
on that
desk.
Doesn't get touched. It's a shrine.
It's a shrine. That's what it is. Yeah. Well, here's some things that aren't going to be shrines. I want to talk about some new calibers. New things to look for in on the market. And I want to hint on a couple of the really classics that are out there now that are, I'm just going to say it's cool stuff. Now, there's a new caliber out called the 8.6 Blackout. And I've been really having a ball with my 300 Blackout and knowing that these short, they're not big magnum calibers or anything. These are just really cool rounds that are fun to shoot. And this new 8.6, the 8.6 Blackout, what it's designed to be is a not too fast, suppressible, hard-hitting gun. So it'd be really good for pig hunting. It'd be actually really good for deer hunting in Michigan. It's a 338 caliber bullet. The whole thing's only 2.7 inches long. The case is 1.68 inches long, which is not very long. It's actually the same length case, basically, as your 450 Bushmaster. And what it's designed to do is put an accurate bullet out there, high rate of spin, so it's accurate at slow speeds, and it will hit the target with a ton of energy, and it's pretty impressive. Plus, it can be suppressed and be super, super quiet. This 8.6 Blackout, I'm excited. They have it for pistols. They have it for rifles. I'm looking forward to it. So what it is, it's a modified out of a 6.5 Creedmoor case, and they've got it all necked out and cut off and cut down. A 6.5 Creedmoor is 1.9 inches long, so they've shortened it down to 1.685 and necked it out to 338, which is called the 8.6 Blackout. Pretty smart. Pretty darn smart. I love coming up with it when they come up with these cool Wildcat calibers like this. That's how the 300 Blackout started. The 300 Blackout was a 223 case. Originally, it was called the 300 Whisper because they knew they could suppress it and make it very, very quiet. They weren't trying to make the fastest, you know, blood-curdling, screaming bullet flying out of the barrel. They just wanted to make a useful round for close-range, close-quarters combat and be suppressed and hit with a lot of impact, more impact than the 5.56 or the 223. So it has decent penetration. It has a lot of knockdown power. The 300 blackout, a lot of people pig hunt with it, and a lot of people deer hunt with it. And coyote hunt in the daytime here in Michigan. You can't use it at night in Michigan, nor could you use the 8.6 blackout because of the diameter of the bullet. The limitations there are 277 and smaller. So at 300 or 308 and 338, you're not going to make that cutoff. So, but as far as cool calibers out there that are short, little, stouty, stumpy little calibers, you know, there for a long time we were going to these guns, Dan, that were super powerful, super big, all these magnums and ultra magnums and tons of power and huge kick. Plus, every time you pull the trigger, you're usually spending $2 to $3 or more. The difference is these are pretty, they're very effective. A lot of times you can get these rounds, like in the 300 blackout, you're paying less than $1 a round every time you shoot. Some of them are more. I mean, truly, some of them are more. And some of the ones I'm going to mention here in a minute are a lot more. But cool, short, stout, powerful calibers. Like, there's a new one, Dan, called the 300 Hammer. The case is only 1.5 inches long, 1.59 inches long, so 1.6, basically. 300 Hammer, again, it's a 308 caliber bullet designed in a different cartridge and cut down in length. These short calibers, why they're making them is so that they fit in AR-15 platforms. So the AR-15 is held in the size of the shell by what will fit in the magazine well. And the length of that cartridge can't be longer than what a 223 or 5.56 round is, what an AR-15 shoots. And remember, why these things come out is because the AR is the American rifle. It is the rifle that everybody wants in America. There's millions of them in this country. And we're going to talk about that in the last segment of the show, but just literally millions of them. But in that same platform, that 8.6 blackout pops in. The 450 Bushmaster is in that same platform, fits into an AR-15, 1.695 inch long case. The 350 Legend does the same thing. The 350 Legend, which is super popular right now, has a 1.7 inch long case, so it's a little bit longer, but the bullets are shorter because it's only a 9mm bullet, and they don't have real, there's not a big selection of 9mm bullets on the market be really good rifle bullets. So they're basically using decent pistol bullets in the 350 Legend. I think that'll start to change. I wouldn't be surprised if they make a new one that's a shorter case and have more elongated bullets, that you get more of that 300 blackout style performance out of it, out of a 35 caliber. It would make a lot of sense to me. I'd love to be able to put a 200 grain round nose slug in that 350 Legend. But I'll tell you, one that's short and stubby and unbelievably powerful is, if you are in the mood to go bear hunting, you might want to find a 50 Alaskan. A 50 Alaskan is, it's a 3.48 Winchester case, which has been around for over 100 years. 3.48 case, straight walled. So it is a beast. It is a 50 caliber bullet tucked into a 3.48 caliber base. It is tremendously powerful. And put it this way, it'll take a 450 grain bullet going 1,718 feet per second. So 1,718 is the speed, hitting with 2,900 foot-pounds of energy. So it's a freight train. They say it's excellent for one-shot kills on bear and great blue whales. Probably spaceships. It'll take just about anything out of the air, you know. So wow. It is a beast. So if you need to go kill a polar bear, and they literally in the write-ups I've read about it, it's very effective on giraffes.
Now, we're not recommending that you shoot animals on the endangered species.
No, not at all. No, that was just a joke that it would take out a great blue whale.
Well, it's a pretty large beast.
It is a big one. I don't think they get any bigger, not in the world that we know.
I don't even think in Jurassic times. I think it's the biggest animal ever on the planet.
That's what they say.
Is that what they say?
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of conspiracy theory things lately, reading a lot, and There might have been some really big beasts on this continent at one point, or on this earth,
But the blue whale's right up there.
Yeah, it's a big one.
That's a big animal.
That's a big, huge, size of a football field. You know, they're massive. Yeah. So lots of cool stuff. I'm very, everybody's talking about 6.5 Creedmoor. It's another kind of short one, too. The case is only 1.9 inches long. But one of my, right there with that 300 blackout, one of my favorites is the 6.5 Grendel. It's only a 1.5 inch long case, 6.5 caliber. Does what I need it to do, and it's not a huge boom. You know what I mean? It's still suppressible. So if you want to find out something, you want to look at this stuff and really understand the science of it, go to starlinebrass.com. Starlinebrass.com. That's where I get a lot of my information from. Great brass company, and they follow my Facebook page, The Gunsmith Show, and they comment on my stuff, and I comment on their stuff all the time. But I buy a lot of Starline brass, and I reload it a lot. It's wonderful brass. They're a great company. And they do a very good depiction of every type of brass out there that they make and sell. And you can learn a lot from it. It might help you pick your next caliber. And that's, I think, very important because it goes back to choosing the right gun. So, I'm
a lot
thinking,
of these fit with the platform AR. So sometimes you got to swap out the barrel.
Yeah, that's what you do is you change an AR is like having a it's kind of almost like changing the barrel is like changing the camper on your pickup truck. All you got to do is unbolt it and change it, and you can put a camper on there. You can put a tent, one that pops up into a tent. You can do all this stuff.
Yep.
Well, on an AR, you've got the lower, which is your lower, which has got your serial number and everything on it. The uppers, we're going to talk about in a minute. We're going to go to BearCreekArsenal.com, and we're going to talk about all the different uppers you can get that are out there. So more to come on The Gunsmith Show.
Keep it right here. The Gunsmith Show on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. Back right after this.